Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Mani Mam Rabbi Avram Golda and Tirmu Zechus Chulin Daf Kuftaz Zayin, the 8th parak called Basar. The Zichu Masechus Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan Torah to Lomde Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three Dafs are going to focus on number 1 in the Mishnah Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Rabbi Kiva said that the meat of Achaya and Oaf are excluded from the biblical prohibition of Basar B'chol because the threefold mention of Gedi excludes Achaya, an Oaf, and a non-kosher animal. Rabbi Yosef Aglili says that the Torah wrote the prohibition of Nevela together with Basar B'chol to teach that all animals subject to Nevela are subject to Basar B'chol. He darshens B'chol Bimot to exclude fowl, which she'en l'chol of aim, which has no mother's milk. The Gemara presents two possible differences between Rabbi Yosef Aglili and Rabbi Kiva. The first, Chaya. Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds the meat of a Chaya is biblically prohibited with milk, but Rabbi Kiva holds it's only the Rabban. And the second, Oaf. Rabbi Kiva holds that ofos are not biblically forbidden with milk, but are forbidden with the Rabbanan, as applied by his words that they're not forbidden mina Torah, whereas Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds that ofos are permitted with milk. Indeed, a braisa teaches that in Rabbi Yosef Aglili's locale, they would eat fowl with milk. Levi didn't object when Yosef the bird hunter served him a peacock's head of milk, because his locale may have followed this ruling. Pointing to the next Mishnah states that the keva, the rennet, meaning congealed milk in an animal's fourth stomach, in a nevela is forbidden because although the milk originated from a kosher animal, it's now considered part of the nevela. The Mishnah concludes that kasheri sheyankam min ha-trefa, if a kosher animal nursed from a trefa whose milk is forbidden, kivasa asura, its rennet is forbidden. But if a trefa nursed from a kosher animal, its rennet is permitted since it comes from kosher milk. The Gemara asks, this one treats the rennet independent of the trefa, contradicting the first ruling, which prohibits the rennet of a nevela. Ryochan ultimately answers that although there is no difference between the cases, kan kodem chazara, the Mishnah's first ruling, is before Rabbi Yeshua's retraction in the Mishnah in Avodah Zorah, daf chavtes hamabes, when he initially held that the rennet of a nevela is considered part of the nevela and forbidden. Kanulachar Chazar, but the Mishnah's latter ruling, is from after Rabbi Yeshua's retraction when he conceded that the rennet is an independent entity. Thus, rennet from kosher milk inside a nevela or a trefa is permitted. Well, Mishnah was azim in koma, but the first ruling of the Mishnah was not moved from its place after it had been integrated into the text. And pointing with Rabbi Chiya bar Abba quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying, Mamidin bekevas nevelos. We make curdled cheese with rennet from the stomach of nevelos, following the Mishnah's final ruling that rennet is considered a separate entity and is not forbidden as nevela. But we may not curdle cheese with rennet from an animal shechted by an idolater. This ruling follows Rabbi Eliezer, who says, the unspecified intent of an idolater is for Avodah Zorah. Since the rennet enhances the animal's robust appearance, it's forbidden as an object used for idol worship. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak quoted Rabbi Yochanan permitting even curdling in the keva of an animal shechted by idolaters and is not concerned that it was intended for idolatry. The Gemara concludes with the final halacha. We may not curdle cheese in the skin, i.e. the meat, of the keva of a nevela, but may curdle in the rennet of a nevela, or even of an animal shechted by an idolater. So once again, the 3 points are number 1. In the Mishnah Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Rabbi Kiva said that the meat of a chaya and oaf are excluded from the biblical prohibition of Basar B'chol because the threefold mention of gedi excludes a chaya, an oaf, and a non-kosher animal. Rabbi Yosef Aglili says that the Torah wrote the prohibition of nevela together with Basar B'chol to teach that all animals subject to nevela are subject to Basar B'chol. He darshens B'chol Bimot to exclude fowl, which she'en l'chol of aim, which has no mother's milk. The Gemara presents two possible differences between Rabbi Yosef Aglili and Rabbi Kiva. The first, Chaya. Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds the meat of a Chaya is biblically prohibited with milk, but Rabbi Kiva holds it's only the Rabbanan. And the second, Oaf. Rabbi Kiva holds that ofos are not biblically forbidden with milk, but are forbidden with the Rabbanan, as applied by his words that they're not forbidden mina Torah, whereas Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds that ofos are permitted with milk. Indeed, a braisa teaches that in Rabbi Yosef Aglili's locale, they would eat fowl with milk. Levi didn't object when Yosef the bird hunter served him a peacock's head of milk because his locale may have followed this ruling. Pointing to the next Mishnah states that the keva, the rennet, meaning congealed milk in an animal's fourth stomach, in a nevela is forbidden because although the milk originated from a kosher animal, it's now considered part of the nevela. The Mishnah concludes that kasheri sheyankam min ha-trefa, if a kosher animal nursed from a trefa whose milk is forbidden, kivasa asura, its rennet is forbidden. But if a trefa nursed from a kosher animal, its rennet is permitted since it comes from kosher milk. The Gemara asks, this one treats the rennet independent of the trefa, contradicting the first ruling, which prohibits the rennet of a nevela. Ryokhin ultimately answers that although there is no difference between the cases, Kan Kodem Chazara, the Mishnah's first ruling, is before Rabbi Yeshua's retraction in the Mishnah in Avodah Zorah, Daf Chavtes Amabes, when he initially held that the rent of a nevela is considered part of the nevela and forbidden. Kanu Acher Chazara, but the Mishnah's latter ruling, is from after Rabbi Yeshua's retraction when he conceded that the rent is an independent entity. Thus, rent from kosher milk inside a nevela or a trefa is permitted. Well, Mishnah was Zazim in Koma, but the first ruling of the Mishnah was not moved from its place after it had been integrated into the text. And point number three, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying, Mamidin bekevus nevelos. We make curdled cheese with rennet from the stomach of nevelos, following the Mishnah's final ruling that rennet is considered a separate entity and is not forbidden as nevela. Ein mamidin bekevus shchitas over kochavim, but we may not curdle cheese with rennet from an animal shechted by an idolater. This ruling follows Rabbi Eliezer, who says, Stam machshavas over kochavim avodas kochavim. The unspecified intent of an idolater is for avodah zorah. Since the rennet enhances the animal's robust appearance, it's forbidden as an object used for idol worship. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak quoted Rabbi Yochanan permitting even curdling in the keva of an animal shechted by idolaters, and is not concerned that it was intended for idolatry. The Gemara concludes with the final halacha. We may not curdle cheese in the skin, i.e. the meat, of the keva of a nevela, but may curdle in the rennet of a nevela, or even of an animal shechted by an idolater. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Kuf design, and our standard Siman is haircuts, and we use a barbershop in the Siman. So here goes. The customers who were attracted to the new barbershop by the offer of free chicken cheese sandwiches when running from the smell of rennet from a nevela who nursed from a kosher animal being stored in the back room, and from the rennet from an animal shechted by an idolater that was in the garbage. Once again, slow motion. The customers who were attracted to the new barbershop, that must move on Daf Kuf design, haircuts. The customers who were attracted to the new barbershop by the offer of free chicken cheese sandwiches, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Rabbi Akiva said that the meat of a chaya and oaf are excluded from the biblical prohibition of basar b'chalav, because the threefold mention of gedi excludes a chaya, an oaf, and a non-kosher animal. Rabbi Yossi Galili says that the Torah wrote the prohibition of nevela together with basar b'chalav to teach that all animals subject to nevela are subject to basar b'chalav. He darshans b'chalav imo to exclude fowl she'enu chalav aim, which has no mother's milk. The Gemara presents two possible nafkaminas between Rabbi Yossi Galili and Rabbi Akiva. So the customers who were attracted to the new barbershop by the offer of free chicken cheese sandwiches, when running from the smell of rennet from a nevela, who nursed from a kosher animal, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that the keva, the rennet, which is the congealed milk in an animal's fourth stomach, in a nevela is forbidden, because although the milk originated from a kosher animal, it's now considered part of the nevela. So, the customers who were attracted to the new barbershop by the offer of free chicken cheese sandwiches, when running from the smell of rennet from a nevela, who nursed from a kosher animal being stored in the back room, and from the rennet from an animal shechted by an idolater that was in the garbage, which reminds us, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying, Mamidin bekevus nevelos, we make curdled cheese with rennet from the stomach of nevelos, following the Mishnah's final ruling that rennet is considered a separate entity and is not forbidden as nevela. But we may not curdle cheese with rennet from an animal shechted by an idolater. This ruling follows Rabbi Eliezer, who says, Stam machshavas over kochavim levodas kochavim. The unspecified intent of an idolater is for idolatry. Since the rennet enhances the animal's robust appearance, it's forbidden as an object used for idol worship. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak quoted Rabbi Yochanan permitting even curdling in the keva of an animal shechted by idolaters, and is not concerned that it was intended for idolatry. So once again, the customers who were attracted to the new barbershop by the offer of free chicken cheese sandwiches, when running from the smell of rennet from a nevela who nursed from a kosher animal being stored in the back room, and from the rennet from an animal shechted by an idolater that was in the garbage. All right, so now it's time for our four blah blah chazara. Daf Kuf Yud Beis. So the Siman Daf Kuf Yud Beis is a Rubik's Cube. So here goes. The eccentric Rubik's Cube player Rubik's Cube, that must be on Daf Kuf Yud Beis. The eccentric Rubik's Cube player, who was playing a dangerous game of cut the radish with a blade from the fleshic Rubik's Cube, making the radishes forbidden to serve with milk, which reminds us, Abai said that the halacha is that fish, which was placed hot onto a meat plate, may be eaten with kutach because it's not barnat. However, if one cut its known, a radish with a knife with which meat was cut, it's prohibited to eat with kutach because, due to its sharpness, it absorbs the meat residue on the knife's surface. Rashi adds that even if no residue remains, the radish's sharpness coupled with the knife's pressure causes it to absorb a strong meat flavor from the knife. So the eccentric Rubik's Cube player, who is playing a dangerous game of cut the radish with a blade from the flagic Rubik's Cube, making the radishes forbidden to serve with milk, was startled when a raw bird fell into a salty barrel of kutach, but didn't become aser, which reminds us, a shechted pigeon once fell into a jug of kutach, and Rav Chinan Abredu Rava of Pashronia permitted it. He holds that Shmuel's rule that maliach haru kareseach, something salted is like something hot and transfers flavor, only applies where it's so salty that it's not eaten due to its saltiness until it's rinsed with water. Therefore, since kutach is eaten and is not that salty, it doesn't transfer flavor to the pigeon. So the eccentric Rubik's Cube player, who was playing a dangerous game of cut the radish with a blade from the flagic Rubik's Cube, making the radishes forbidden to serve with milk, was startled when a raw bird fell into a salty barrel of kutach but didn't become usser, and transferred it to his Rubik's Cube-colored perforated salting bowl together with some fish, which made the fish aser, which reminds us what Nachman said, Dagim ve'ofes shemalachin ze'im ze asurin. Fish and fowl which were salted together are forbidden, meaning the fish are forbidden because they absorb blood from the fowl. The Gemara clarifies that Rav Nachman's ruling is b'kli manukav, with a perforated vessel. The fish are nevertheless forbidden because their skin is soft, so they hasten to emit their blood, whereas bird meat is tight and releases its blood more slowly. Therefore, after the fish cease emitting blood, the birds continue to release blood, which the fish absorb, prohibiting them. Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. So the Siman Daf Kuf Yud Gimel is a geek. So here goes. The kashrus geek. Geek. That must be on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. The kashrus geek who is meticulously salting meat and rinsing it well, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the laws of Malicha, salting meat to remove the blood. Shmuel says, Ein abas yotzi midei damo elim ken molcho yafa yafa. Meat is not cleared of its blood unless one salts it very thoroughly, umedichu yafa yafa, and then rinses it very thoroughly. So the kashrus geek, who is meticulously salting meat and rinsing it well, while explaining the difference between gedi and gedi ha'izim, to include all kosher animals in the prohibition of basa b'chala, which reminds us, we learn how basa b'chala applies to all kosher animals and not only to a gedi. So the kashrus geek, who is meticulously salting meat and rinsing it well, while explaining the difference between gedi and gedi ha'izim, to include all kosher animals in the prohibition of basa b'chala, was startled when his friend received malchus for experimenting with chalev by cooking it in chalev, which reminds us Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi discussed mavasho chalev b'chalev, one who cooks chalev with milk. One says it incurs malchus and the other says it does not. This is explained in four ways, one of them being that all agree is not chai for eating it because the achil prohibition cannot take effect on chalev. They argue about liability for cooking because it's permitted to cook chalev alone. The lenient opinion holds that since the Torah expressed the achil prohibition using the word bishul, we say that since one is not liable for cooking chalev with milk, he's also not liable for eating it. Daf Kuf Yadod. So the Siman Daf Kuf Yadod is a kiddie park. So here goes. The new Bechalei V'Milk kiddie park. Kiddie park? That must be on Daf Kuf Yadod. The new Bechalei V'Milk kiddie park that had various types of milk hoses to demonstrate that all milk is also with meat, such as the milk of the Gedi's older sister, which reminds us, we learn that it's also to cook a Gedi in its older sister's milk and a mother in her own milk. So the new Bechalei V'Milk kiddie park that had various types of milk hoses to demonstrate that all milk is also with meat, such as the milk of the Gedi's older sister, had a roped off bus Bechalei snacking section because if you can't eat there, you can't even benefit from sitting there, which reminds us, we learn Rabbi Yalboa's principle, Kol makom shenemar lo ye'achel lo socha lo sochu. Wherever it says in the Torah, one shall not eat, you, singular, shall not eat, or you, plural, shall not eat, echod isra achil ve'echod isra hana b'mashma. Both a prohibition against eating and a prohibition against benefit are implied. So the new Bechalei V'Milk kiddie park that had various types of milk hoses to demonstrate that all milk is also with meat, such as the milk of the Gedi's older sister, had a roped off bus Bechalei snacking section because if you can't eat there, you can't even benefit from sitting there, and a vendor gifting Nevela to Gerim and selling it to Nachrim, which reminds the Gemara brings a Malchokas, if Nevela can only be gifted to a Ger or sold to an idolater, or can be gifted and sold to both. Daf Kuf Tezvav. So the Siman Daf Kuf Tezvav is a Ketoros maker. So here goes. The Ketoros maker. Ketoros maker? That must be on Daf Kuf Tezvav. The Ketoros maker who sent away a mother bird on his way to find an herb for his Ketoros with the knowledge that the bird would be mutter for anyone who finds it, which reminds us on the previous Daf, Rav Ashi had darshan that Koshi Ta'avdi Lecha, Haru Bepal Tocha, anything I've made abominable for you by forbidding it is included in the prohibition you shall not eat. The Gemara raises numerous challenges to this principle, including Shu'a Kaken, a mother bird which was sent away to fulfill the mitzvah of sending away a mother from its nest, should be prohibited since it was initially forbidden to be taken from the nest first, and so should be a Toeva and remain forbidden consumption. The Gemara answers, Lama Tor Shalach Vatakala, The Torah did not say to send away a mother bird to be a stumbling block for those who may inadvertently eat it without realizing it's prohibited. So the guitarist maker who sent away a mother bird on his way to find an herb for his guitarist, with the knowledge that the bird would be mutter for anyone who finds it, was busy grinding guitars and saying, "Lisev Hashel Gediba Chalevi Mo" three times because the sound produces better guitars. Which reminds us, the Gemara continues to present various sources for the prohibitions of eating or deriving benefit from Basa B'chalev. Rabbi Shmuel's Yeshiva Darshan, "Lisev Hashel Gediba Chalevi Mo Gimel Pahamim." The Torah states the pasuk, "You shall not cook a kid in the milk of its mother three times." These three prohibitions teach, Echad L'Isra Achila, one for the prohibition to eat meat cooked in milk, Echad L'Isra Hana, one for the prohibition to benefit from it, and one for the prohibition to cook meat with milk. So the guitarist maker who sent away a mother bird on his way to find an herb for his guitarist, with the knowledge that the bird would be mutter for anyone who finds it, was busy grinding guitars and saying, "Lisev Hashel Gediba Chalevi Mo" three times because the sound produces better guitarist, when his friend rudely burst in with a whole list of ways to refute the matzad he had used to procure his recipe for a guitarist, which reminds us, Rav Mordechai quoted several principles about how a matzad, meaning a tzad shava, may be refuted. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we learn? Amar Torah shalach l'takala. The Torah didn't say to send away the mother bird to be a stumbling block. That's on daf Kuftes Vav. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn about the Isser to cook a gedi in its older sister's milk and a mother in her own milk? That's on daf Kuf Yudalad. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that sharp foods cut with a meat knife can't be used with dairy? That's on daf Kuf Yud Beis. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that Rabbi Shmuel's Yeshiva Darshan, the three psukim of Lisev Hashel Gediba Chalevi Mo, to teach three different isurim? That's on daf Kuf Tes Vav. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we machlokes about mamidin, curdling cheese in the rennet of an animal shechted by an avodah zarah neck? That's on daf Kuftas Zayin. Good. Number 6. Which daf brings a machlokes if basa b'chalev applies to chayos or ofos? That's on daf Kuftas Zayin. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn that the rule molich karoseach only applies if the food is so salty the food can't be eaten until it's rinsed with water? That's on daf Kuf Yud Beis. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn several principles about how a matzad, a tzad shava, may be refuted? That's on daf Kuf Tes Vav. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we discuss the keva, the rennet from kosher milk, inside a nevela or trefa? That's on daf Kuf Tes Zayin. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we have in malchokas if one gets malchus for cooking chalev with milk? That's on daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Excellent. All right, that concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zuchu, wishing you a great day and great learning.